This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 6:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're moving on to another installment of Popit Popit Parliament, where we take you through the highlights from the Dewan Rakyat. So the proceedings kicked off today with a reminder from Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun for MPs to undergo a COVID-19 test if they recently visited an area that's under a targeted enhanced MCO or an administrative EMCO, or if they've come in contact with persons under surveillance or investigation for the virus.
Saya tahu Alil yang Muhammad pulang ke kawasan masing-masing. Sesiapa yang di dalam kawasan yang diumumkan sebagai MCO atau Enhanced Movement Control Order ataupun TEMCO, Targeted Enhanced Movement Control Order, Semi-MCO dan juga Local MCO. Jadi mana-mana Alil yang Muhammad yang pulang ke kawasan yang merupakan kawasan-kawasan yang tersebut, mengikut arahan KKM, maka perlu dibuat ujian sebelum datang semula ke Dewan.
So you just heard Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun. Moving on, the Deputy Health Minister, Dato' Dr. Noor Azmi Ghazali, told the Dewan Rakyat that the government is aiming to move from pap smear tests for cervical cancer towards the self-administered human papillomavirus test. That's the HPV test. So he said that 60% of women haven't performed a pap smear test in the last 3 years for several reasons, including discomfort.
60% wanita tidak melakukan pap smear sejak 3 tahun yang lepas. Dan 25% tidak tahu ada kaedah-kaedah lain. Jadi kita bimbang. Yang mana adakah wanita tidak tahu ataupun tidak peduli dan kenapakah perkara ini berlaku? Saya dapat maklumat sebagai seorang doktor, pap smear ini dia tak selesa dan ramai wanita yang malu, ada yang takut dan mungkin ada juga yang tak peduli. Hari ini kerajaan telah meluluskan satu lagi cara saringan, iaitu dengan melakukan ujian HPV. Ujian HPV ini telah dilakukan secara berfasa dan peringkat rintisnya telah dijalankan pada bulan 9 pada 2019, iaitu memilih empat negeri. Dan insyaAllah dengan keputusan yang baik ini akan diteruskan dengan empat negeri dan kerajaan berharap pada tahun 2023 dapat menyeluruh menggunakan.
So that was the Deputy Health Minister, and he mentioned here that the government aims to have a full adoption of the HPV test by 2023. Earlier on, Hulu Selangor MP Jun Liao also asked why pap smear checkups are currently not included in the healthcare protection scheme for women in the B40 group. So the Deputy Minister explained that priority is given to the detection of breast cancer given its higher prevalence in the country.
Walaupun kanser serviks merupakan kanser ke-9 tertinggi bagi semua kanser di Malaysia, namun kadar insiden bagi kanser ini adalah rendah, sebanyak 6.2 per 100,000 populasi berbanding dengan kanser payudara iaitu 34.1 per 100,000 populasi. Oleh itu, saringan kanser payudara diberi keutamaan untuk dimasukkan sebagai sebahagian dari pakej manfaat saringan kesihatan PKB40. Di samping itu, pada peringkat permulaan dengan bajet sebanyak 20 juta, Kementerian perlu menghadkan bentuk-bentuk manfaat yang boleh diberikan melalui saringan kesihatan PKB40 ini mengikut keperluan dan kepentingan.
That was Deputy Health Minister Datuk Dr. Noor Azmi Ghazali. Moving on, there was also a brief altercation between Foreign Minister Datuk Sri Hishamuddin Hussein and Kluang MP Wong Shu Chi. So YB Wong urged the minister to formally apologise for vaping in Parliament last week while the Dewan Rakyat proceedings were ongoing. Here's the MP raising it in Parliament.
Apa yang dinampak di luar adalah kerajaan ini sudah wujudkan dua darjat. Rakyat mahin di luar didenda tapi dan diambil tindakan yang keras, tetapi ahli-ahli yang berhormat di sini, hasil yang daripada kerajaan langsung tidak didenda atau diambil tindakan yang keras.
Baik. Terima kasih,
antara dua darjat.
So that was Kluang MP Wong Shu Chi. The minister then responded that he had in fact apologized and accused her of politicizing the issue.
Saya dah nyatakan apa yang salah tetap salah. Saya dah mengakui bahawa saya salah dan saya dah minta maaf.
Dan kata pasal mengenai pasal denda, saya pun dah telefon di compound dan saya pun dah bayar fine yang dijatuh turunkan. Jadi kalau Yang Berhormat dia berkeluang nak main, masih lagi memainkan politik di dewan ini, banyak kerja lagi untuk kita bincangkan di sini.
Baik.
So you just heard there from Foreign Minister Datuk Seri Hishamuddin Hussein. And I guess the question here is, what do you think about that exchange, especially on that point from the MP that there are double standards between politicians and the rakyat? It's actually something that we're going to be exploring in more detail later on in the show, especially when it comes to mask wearing. But in the meantime, do you agree that there are double standards between the rakyat and politicians? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Meanwhile, there was also an update on the implementation of the Malaysia Agreement 1963, that's MA63, which deals with issues relating to the rights of Sabah and Sarawak. Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Dato' Hanifah Haja Taib, said that the government will not set up a parliamentary select committee for MA63. You may remember that there was previously an intention by the Pakatan Harapan government to set this up. Instead, the Deputy Minister said that the Cabinet Special Council will suffice for now.
Kerajaan kini dalam proses akhir untuk memutamadkan komposisi majlis khas untuk menyimakkan pelaksanaan Perjanjian Malaysia 1963. Perkara berhubung penubuhan majlis khas ini akan dibawa ke Jemaah Menteri di dalam masa terdekat. Majlis khas ini merupakan forum khusus yang diwujudkan bagi membincangkan serta memantau keseluruhan pelaksanaan Perjanjian Malaysia 1963 bersama-sama dengan Kerajaan Negeri Sabah dan Sarawak. Selain daripada itu, satu jawatan kuasa bersama di antara Kerajaan Persekutuan dan Kerajaan Negeri Sarawak telah ditubuhkan bagi membincangkan isu berkaitan minyak dan gas serta pemberian khas. Majlis khas ini akan dipengerusikan oleh YAB Perdana Menteri dan akan turut dianggotai oleh YAB Ketua Menteri Sabah, YAB Ketua Menteri Sarawak, Menteri Kabinet yang dilantik serta wakil-wakil dari Kerajaan Persekutuan, Kerajaan Negeri Sabah dan Kerajaan Negeri Sarawak. Kerajaan berpandangan menubuhkan majlis khas adalah memadai buat masa ini dan sehubungan itu tidak keperluan untuk jawatan kuasa parlimen ditubuhkan bagi tujuan tersebut.
That was Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Datuk Hanifah Haja Taib. Later on this evening, we'll be speaking with Subang MP Wong Chen for more insights into the difference between a parliamentary select committee and a special counsel, and also more specifically, why it matters for the MA63 issue. After this, we're going to be crossing over to Dania Nair from BFM's news desk. She'll have more updates on other developments from Parliament. But in the meantime, if you'd like to share your thoughts, whether it's on MA63 and the items that are still pending from there, or whether it's on politicians maybe having different standards when things are enforced, whether it's for vaping within Parliament or for wearing masks, or more specifically not wearing masks, you can let us know. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:18 and you're listening to the evening edition with Lynn. We're back now with Popit Popit Parliament, and we're crossing directly to Dania Nair from BFM's news desk. Dania, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so what happened outside the Dewan today?
So the first press conference that we saw today was by Johor Bahru MP Akmal Nasir, and he had come to address a video that had recently gone viral on social media, where an individual posted a video on Facebook, you know, which allegedly showed gambling dens in Sungai Buloh. And the individual said in the video that he had made complaints to the district police, but no action was taken. So today, the Sungai Buloh police responded and said that these claims are slanderous, that they are baseless accusations.
Yeah, you know, I believe that the police are actually investigating him under the Penal Code and the Communications and Multimedia Act.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, YB Akmal Nasir, you know, said that instead of punishing the individual, the police should be instead investigating the claims made in the video. And he also called on the authorities to protect him as a whistleblower. And, you know, and that pointed out that there are flaws in the existing Whistleblower Protection Act that need to be addressed.
Daripada menghukum beliau, pihak PDRM sewajarnya memberi perlindungan kepada pengadu, terutamanya beliau mengetahui bahawa pendedahan ini akan menggugat mereka yang terlibat dalam kegiatan haram. Kita tahu ada pihak yang tidak suka ataupun tidak bersetuju dengan pendedahan ini, terutamanya mereka yang terlibat secara langsung. Dan ini juga bagi saya dalam soal perlindungan kepada pengadu ini ada kaitan dengan Akta Perlindungan Pemberi Maklumat. Tetapi akta ini juga kita tahu banyak kelompongan dan juga yang perkara yang perlu diperbaiki. Sebagai contoh, kalau kita lihat dalam soal Seksyen 11D, yang mana pendedahan itu tidak boleh menggugat dasar ataupun pendekatan oleh kerajaan. Jadi kita tahu juga banyak masalah yang dihadapi rakyat di luar sana melibatkan polisi pelaksanaan daripada pihak pentadbiran, pihak penguatkuasa kerajaan. Jadi kalau perkara ini tidak boleh disentuh ataupun apabila dibangkitkan, maka seseorang itu hilang dari segi perlindungan itu, maka bagaimana kita untuk menyelesaikan perkara ini?
That was Johor Bahru MP Akmal Nazir. We're going to be exploring the story in more detail tomorrow. But in the meantime, do let us know if you have any thoughts on it. I mean, do we need better protection for our whistleblowers? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Dania, what else did the MP talk about?
Viral video, we moved to another video clip. This one in which Deputy Youth and Sports Minister Wan Ahmad Kamal was apparently offering endorsement letters in exchange for support during a Bersatu Party election. And YB Akmal, who's from PKR himself, he's the youth chief, called for the video to be investigated because he said it might be an unhealthy influence on the youth.
Yani, saya rasa wajar diteliti dengan lebih lanjut. Malah saya menyeru kawan-kawan dalam armada di sebelah sana untuk membuat laporan secara rasmi kepada SPRM kerana ianya melibatkan pemilihan mereka. Beliau merupakan timbalan Menteri Belia dan Sukan. Saya rasa sikap tersebut adalah amat tidak sihat kepada orang muda di luar sana. Saya mohon supaya paling kurang, kalau Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri tak berani tegur anak buah beliau, saya rasa paling kurang saya meletakkan kepercayaan kepada Menteri Belia dan Sukan untuk reprimand him. Tak boleh menjual ataupun menggunakan kedudukan ini untuk kepentingan politik.
That was the MP for Johor Bahru, Akmal Nazir. Dania, what else happened?
So we also got a visit from Dr. Asiri Redwan Yusof, who is a Bersatu Supreme Council member. And after the recent announcement that Dr. Mahathir Mohamad is forming a new party, He told the press that the Bersatu Party will no longer have a chairman post because it has caused divisions within the party.
Parti Bersatu ini adalah diasaskan seawalnya oleh Presiden Parti Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. Yeah. Tun Dr. Mahathir ketika itu dijemput sebagai ahli dan beliau mahu menjadi penasihat. Tetapi oleh hemah kita sebagai pimpinan tertinggi, saya sebagai seorang pengasas parti, memberi laluan untuk seorang negarawan untuk dimasukkan dalam perlembagaan satu jawatan yang kita panggil jawatan pengerusi. Dan ini kita tahu masalahnya. Kalau kita ada satu kapal dua nakhoda, inilah yang kita hadapi. Itu yang perlu kita terangkan kepada akar umbi. Dan insyaAllah dalam masa-masa depan, kalau kita perlu pindah perlembagaan itu atas dasar untuk memperkasakan parti, kita akan pindah insyaAllah dalam mesyuarat Agung Khas ataupun bila-bila masa yang kita mahu memanggil mesyuarat untuk memindah perlembagaan itu.
That was Special Functions Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Dato' Sri Mohamed Rezwan Mohamed Yusof. Dania, thank you very much for those updates.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You just heard from Dania Naye from our news desk. And as mentioned, we've covered a bunch of stuff today, actually, as Popek Popek Parliament tends to be. Two viral videos, one about gambling dens, the other showing apparently showing a deputy minister offering endorsement letters in exchange for support during a Bersatu Party election. We also spoke earlier about purported double standards when it comes to how politicians and the rakyat see the law enforced. If you'd like to weigh in, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We have some messages that came in earlier, which we'll get to shortly. In the meantime, though, we do have, I believe, Amril on the line. Amril, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi. I realize that in some cases, there's another issue, something related to the whistleblowing thing. there have been issues or there have been stories about people who complain about some environmental incompliances, for example, industries which pollute the environment, which are clearly against the environmental laws, and also illegal agricultural activities. And some of these people are actually my friends, and they have complained that they have been threatened or blackmailed, or even their families have to be hidden somewhere else. So I think this is quite a serious issue, and I believe that this will not only harm people's lives, but also the society in general. For example, if you're talking about illegal agricultural activities, if these activities are not exposed because people believe that it will harm their safety, then how can we make sure that our environment is safe? I think that's the only point that I want to make at this moment. And I feel that this is something that has to be focused by the federal government very seriously.
Amril, sorry, before we let you go, I'm just curious, you know, when your friends faced that kind of threat and, you know, those sorts of messages, what did they end up doing? I mean, did they manage to get any help, or, you know, did they manage to take it anywhere where people could hear them?
Actually, I'm not sure about the follow-up, but as far as I know, they didn't get any help. And one of them even had, this is many years ago, even had their vehicle being, being tampered with, and they almost, one of them almost got into an accident, which he believed was caused by people who didn't like him making exposés about illegal agricultural activities.
That's very frightening. Amril, thank you so much for calling. If you'd like to share your thoughts again, whether it is about unequal implementation of laws, whether it's about MA63, whether it's about whistleblowing, again, as we said, Popit Popit Parliament ran a wide gamut. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Arputhanesan from Klang says, between rakyat and politicians, I would prefer to say that there is a huge gap in fairness and compliance level. We rakyat have a higher compliance level. We also have Ridza pointing out, yes, there are double standards at highway toll gates. And also, lastly, on this point, Helmi says, I think what Senator Wan Faisal said in a recently viral video epitomizes the situation when it comes to special privileges. Ini gunanya jawatan. And I think that these messages really do represent, in some ways, the big and small ways in which we feel these inequities and in which we feel these differences. And if you would like to share more of that, again, we're going to be discussing it in more detail after the 6:30 news, focusing on masks, focusing on one and yet another viral video, actually. There were plenty over the weekend, but we're going to be talking about masks and enforcement after the 6:30 news. Do stay tuned for that and also weigh in. Again, those numbers to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.